Welcome back. 4:38, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. And look who it is, Deborah Simmons. She writes Washington Times' Can We Talk column, and today's is entitled, 1910 Building Law for D.C. is Height of Absurdity Today. Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Hi there. I'm great, Andy. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just wonderful. All right. So I see Congressman Daryl Issa. He's always involved in something surprising, and this time it's building height restrictions in the District of Columbia, huh?
Yeah, man. I mean, and this is really, I think, a wonderful opportunity for the city and something that needed to be talked about a little bit more. I remember reading Tom Howell's story in the Times the other day, and I did a little bit of prowling around and researching, and I was like, okay, this is a definite go. Not only, it's not because a Republican is doing this, which, you know, it's easy for somebody who reads our conservative newspaper to think.
Mm-hmm.
It is because this is a law that has essentially remained unchanged since 1910.
Yep.
Back in the day when the Supreme Court didn't even have its own building.
Yeah, things have changed a little bit. All right, so, you know, he doesn't want the city to look like others around the country, but there are those who would certainly like to see that height restriction moved a little bit and allow for, a revitalization of the downtown area in some places downtown?
And other places as well.
Yeah.
Part of this conversation started because, you know, D.C. is kind of protected from whatever happens nationally regarding the economy because it is the nation's capital.
Yeah.
One thing that has always restricted our economic development, no matter which neighborhood in the city you're talking about, of course, since outside of the federal core, is these bloody height restrictions.
Yeah.
D.C. wants to have more rooftop bars and, you know, be able to stand up on the roof of a building and smoke a stogie as long as it's not coming from Cuba illegally. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With a little brandy sniffer and stuff. That's all well and good. Maybe hold a yoga class up there even.
Yeah.
But the thing is that the restrictions, the height restrictions, are based on what's going on down below instead of what's going on above.
Mm-hmm.
New York City, for example, has a finite amount of land, just like this city does.
Yeah.
But they've been smart enough, Chicago, Atlanta, and the rest, to build up, look up, look up, look up. We keep looking down. What's going on with the facade on this old storefront? Did Grandma Brown keep her porch clean and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
And when it comes to regulations, all of those things are extremely important, particularly if they're regarding health and safety. There's no doubt about that. And I'm not even proposing in the piece I have in today that we start getting skylines that look like San Francisco. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
But we need to change the way we think about ourselves since Congress is.
Mm-hmm. I always heard that you couldn't have any building, obviously, taller than the Washington Monument, but that's 555 feet.
That's a myth.
Yeah, you know, and what would prevent, what is the average building height in the city right now? It can't be over 130 feet or something like that?
It's about 130 feet, and even that is predicated on the breadth of the street or width of the street and the breadth and width of the sidewalk.
Okay.
Okay, now, granted, our streets are a lot wider, the street itself are a lot wider now than they were back in 1910.
Yeah.
sidewalks have even changed, and their proposals in the works, including this one that's looking at where the Washington Times is located right now in Ward 5, in Ward 4, and other wards that want to have sidewalk cafes. They want to be able to make quote-unquote walkable communities where you can walk 2 and 3 abreast on the sidewalk. And you know what I mean? And all of that should be taken into consideration, as well as the fact that we're losing our streets, to bicycle lanes.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the environmental, we're becoming more biker friendly and less car friendly at the same time.
I got you.
But if I'm a pub owner and I want to put get it so that I can add three or four levels to my establishment. Maybe the upper one might just be for smokers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the other two are one for shooting pool, one. You can't do that because you're restricted as how high you can go. And can you imagine whether it's a Marriott or a Hyatt or a Holiday Inn who would look at the gateways to the city, several of which are here in Ward 5, and say, wouldn't it be a beautiful sight to be able to?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
For us to be able to. So I think the timing on this is very important as well.
What about the official response from those in the district?
Essentially, they've already boxed themselves in, which is what led me to try to encourage and urge them, no, Congress has opened the door, guys.
Yeah, okay.
Stop
okay.
thinking small.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't just D.C., you know what I mean? We can't just have the mayor and everybody look at, oh, this is just D.C. No, it's not. You can't, on one hand, continue begging for statehood and to become a state, and you keep thinking as small as you are.
Yeah. Is there one area of the city that would likely benefit more than others?
I don't think so. I can give you an example in Ward 8, where the Homeland Security and Coast Guard headquarters are going to move. They're going to be on a hillside that rings the river and the Military District of Washington. Why not put a skyscraper over there
mm-hmm.
that can oversee that beautiful, wonderful landscape where you can practically see three-quarters of the way across the city?
Yeah.
Why not on Upper Connecticut Avenue? Why not on perhaps even Upper Connecticut where the National Shrine and some other tall buildings already are on Connecticut Avenue as you drive up that hill toward the National Zoo
mm-hmm.
before you head into Maryland? Why not here at Ward 5? I mean, we've got a Costco and Walmart and those sorts of things come in, but you're giving people who are coming in from the north, the south, and the east a view into this city that, like I said, does not dwarf or overshadow
yeah.
the Capitol and the other federal core. So I think it can be done if people sit down and open their minds and look upward.
Yep, I think you're right. All right, folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times. Can we talk? 1910 building law for D.C. is height of absurdity today, and it's by Deborah Simmons. Always good to talk to you. Thanks,
you
Deborah.
You as well, Andy. Thank you.
Take care. 446, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.